Good morning, KCTA listeners. This is Gracie, the program director. I'm here with Pastor Rick Milby from Abundant Life Fellowship. In case that name sounds familiar, it might, because he's the one that's in charge of building the gigantic cross in Corpus Christi, right?
That's correct.
Well, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming. So I understand that you are building the tallest cross in America. What's that all about?
Well, first off, it's the tallest cross in America, but it's the second tallest cross in the world and the largest cross in the Western Hemisphere. Now, the largest cross in the world is in Madrid, Spain. It's a cross that's constructed out of granite. It's 494 feet tall. So probably no one's going to break that record for a long, long time. But the second tallest cross is in Augusta, Florida. It's not a large cross. It's a real small cross, but it's extremely tall. Mm-hmm. And it's 208 feet tall. And so we saw this cross up in the Galveston area on our way to a little family retreat at the Sagemont Church on I-45. And as we approached the cross, it captivated all of us. It was so massive. That cross is 170 feet tall. And as we got closer and closer, of course, it gets larger and larger. And we went on to our trip, and on the way back, we stopped and took pictures of it. I called the church when I got back home just to inquire about the cross, and they invited me up. And so I went up and spent a day up there with one of the pastors of the church, Pastor Green, and he was very cordial. He took me around the cross and in the cross, and you can go actually inside of it, showed me the plans of the cross and told me how theirs came about. And I came back to Corpus Christi and just began to dream a dream about building a large cross in Corpus Christi. Did not know at that time it would be the largest cross in America.
Oh, wow. Well, I know for one, I am very excited about it, so I can't wait. So how tall exactly will this cross be?
Well, presently, and this will be the final, it's now 230 feet tall. It started out 150, and when we went to a welding contractor, he told me, he says, you ought to build at least 160 because that's what size material comes in. He says, you're going to have to cut off waste, and he says, you're just going to throw it away. And he said, so you can build it taller for the same amount of money. So we decided to build 160 feet. Well, then I took his plans to an engineer, and he says, well, you have to put platforms every 30 feet and because of OSHA. And he said, because of that structure, you really would be cheaper to go ahead and build it 175 feet. So we decided to build 175 feet. And then one day I was having a staff meeting, and my family pastor, Danny Isom, asked the question, where was the tallest cross in the world, the second tallest? And he says, so you're saying that we're only 35 feet short of being the tallest cross in America? And it kind of stuck. And I thought, you know, 35 feet is not a long distance, you know.
Yeah.
And so I went back to the engineer and said, how much will it cost to build that much bigger? And he said, not that much. And so I said, well, let's do it. Let's go for 210 feet. And so when we had our groundbreaking on January 31st, we actually announced that the cross would be 230 feet tall. And then, as the engineers worked on this, they contacted the FAA to get our permits. And the FAA, because we are in a flight pattern, every plane that flies into Corpus Christi will fly over this cross. When I say over, it'd be a little bit to the east of it, but very, very visible. In fact, we hope one day that airline pilots will look out the side of the plane and go on the intercom and say, ladies and gentlemen, if you look to the right of the plane, that is the tallest cross in the Western Hemisphere.
Oh, that would be great.
So they'll take that back to their cities, and it will put Corpus Christi on the map. But FAA approved us for 230 feet. They said up to 230 feet. And so I told the engineers, I said, let's go for it. So we are now constructing the cross at 230 feet, and it's back on the drawing board because we had to re-engineer the foundation, had to re-engineer the construction of the cross, and et cetera.
And the reason you have to go through all of this engineering is because it's going to be made out of metal. Is that right?
That's correct. It's going to be made out of corrosive steel. Now, I can't tell you exactly what the thickness is now because of the additional space or additional height. The original cross at 210 feet was going to be made out of 5/8 inch corrosive steel. And even at that structure, 210 feet tall, there would be a 2-foot deflection at the top, which means that when the wind blows strong, the cross would actually sway back and forth 2 feet. Now, you would be able to see that from the ground at 210 feet up.
Yeah.
But it moves. The cross is not just a solid fixture. It will move back and forth in the wind.
Oh, wow. But is it going to be strong enough to withstand hurricanes?
It will. It is engineered. It has to be engineered that way. In fact, the original foundation was going to be 48 feet in the ground, 24 piers, 48 feet deep.
Oh, my gosh.
Now the new cross at 230 feet is going to be 60 feet in the ground. So if this cross were to ever blow over, it'd pull up about 3 acres of land with it.
Wow. That's insane. Well, that's going to be great. I know that you went through some trouble recently, because I know myself, I got an email from that guy, something Green, Patrick Green.
Yes.
How did that go? I know you were getting a lawsuit.
He's an atheist in San Antonio. He doesn't play with a full deck, and I'll give you some examples. He has filed frivolous lawsuit after lawsuit all over America, not just us, but everywhere.
Oh, wow.
He files them from his house, and that way he doesn't have to pay for any court costs or anything. So he, as an individual, he can file these in district courts. When the suit became public, in fact, you know, there's a story in the Bible about Joseph, and Joseph was sold by his brothers into slavery.
Mm-hmm.
He winds up into Egypt. He's accused by Potiphar's wife, his owner, of impropriety. He was thrown into prison. He interpreted dreams. He wound up interpreting a dream of the Pharaoh, who recognized that he was a man of great authority, and so he puts him in charge, second in charge to himself, under himself, over all the land. And his brothers, who had sold him in slavery, comes to Egypt to buy grain so they won't starve to death, and they had stored grain there. And they realize that this is our brother we sold into slavery. So they think they're dead. They think he's going to kill us. This guy's so powerful. And Joseph made this comment. He said, "You counted it for evil, but God counted it for good. God had a purpose and plan and all that." Well, Patrick Green's lawsuit put us on the map. And we literally went around the world with the stories of the cross and an atheist trying to stop a church from building a cross on their own property with private funds to worship their God. And so he files this lawsuit against us. Well, right away, God goes into action. He sends us Liberty, First Liberty Institute, which is a lawyer firm, kind of like the ACLU, but they protect Christians against their liberties. And they call us up and they say, "We'd like to represent you in this case pro bono. And
wow.
We'll take care of everything. You just follow our lead." And so they file a countersuit against Mr. Green for a frivolous lawsuit, and they ask for sanctions against him of $100 to be paid to the court. But if he ever files another frivolous lawsuit, the sanctions would jump to $5,000, and this was just trying to stop him from bothering other people. And so Mr. Green got cold feet, and he canceled the lawsuit, and he's out of the scene right now. They have not canceled theirs. They are continuing their lawsuit against him because it was a frivolous lawsuit. Well, when the city attorney got wind that he was also suing two council members and the mayor, and he represents them, he contacts Mr. Green to ask him when he would like to come to Corpus for a pretrial. And Mr. Green said, "Come to Corpus? You expect me to come down there?" He said, "I don't even own a car."
Oh, my goodness.
So the suit's been dropped since then, but it literally put us on the map, and the cross, the news of the cross went around the world. In fact, I had an engineer up in Pennsylvania called me recently, and he was reading a story from a newspaper, no, actually a magazine in England, that was telling the story of the cross. So,
wow. I know, yeah. I saw it on Fox News, and I was like, oh my gosh, that is so incredible that the body of Christ is on national news. So
we've been on Fox. We've been on Drudge Report. We've been on USA Today. We've been on ABC, NBC. We've been on television stations and newspapers all over America. And then we've been in magazines around the world. I was interviewed last month in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol by News One. And by True News, TrueNews.com, which is the largest Christian radio network worldwide. And that was broadcast around the world as well.
That's great. Well, I know for one, I'm very excited. And I know our listeners are too, because I've talked to a few of them that trying to ask me questions. I'm like, well, I need to get Pastor Rick in here. So thanks for coming. Speaking of the cross, can you tell us about how much it's going to be? And I know you're raising the funds privately, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
We are raising funds right now by a couple of means. There's another organization called youneedtoknow.com, and they have come on board with us. They're located in San Antonio. They have invented an electronic business card. And if people would like to contribute towards the cross, if they'll go to their cell phones and go to text messaging And at the top of their text, if they'll type in 313131, that's 313131. And then down in the message box of who they're going to, what they're going to say, if they'll type in CC Cross and push send, it will open an electronic card on their phone that they can purchase for $25. And if they purchase that card, it has some prompts they go through, and they'll actually put their picture on the card. It becomes a personal discount card to Papa John's Pizza. Every pizza they buy for the next 365 days, they get one free. And so whatever they order, buy one, get one free, and they can use it as many times they want to use it in 365 days. Also, Texas Roadhouse has partnered with us, and they have, if you buy two entrees, you get a free appetizer. But that $25 of purchasing the card goes directly towards the cross. When we finalized the 210-foot cross, the cost was going to be about $1 million. And so we don't have the final figures on the new cross now, the extended height and foundation, et cetera, but we're estimating about $1.2 to $1.3 million on this cross.
Okay. Great. And when do you expect the cross to be finished?
Well, we're hoping to have this in the air when 1 year. It depends on the funding coming in. We've got enough funds to get the foundation in the ground. That's where we're going to start. This campaign with You Need to Know is going national in 2 weeks, so it'll be all over the United States. So they think they can help us raise funds in about 90 days.
Okay.
So we're working as frantically and as fast as we can to get everything done. We're moving forward on the construction. I announced at a recent radio station that my hopes and my goal is to conduct a Good Friday service under the cross next year, 2017. It'd be a citywide service where everyone can come and worship under the cross.
That'd be beautiful.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
We're building a baptismal under the cross.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that, too.
Yeah, there's going to be a large pool all the way around the bottom of it. There'll be steps on both sides going in. There'll be pads on each side with a large ring around the cross, and that's where those pavers are going to go that we're selling. A person can also buy a paver. They can put their name on it, their family name or a scripture verse or whatever they want. They come in three sizes, 4x8, 8x8, and 12x12. But we've invited all Christian churches in Corpus Christi, if you'd like to come anytime and conduct baptismal services under the cross, they're welcome to come. In fact, we're hoping that'll be a regular event, that as 80,000 cars pass the cross every day on I-37, that they'll see people out there being baptized under the cross.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Well, besides the youneedtoknow.com thing, how can our listeners directly help you? Can they send a check to your church, or how would that work?
They can go online at our website, which is corpuschristicross.com. There's a place there they can donate. And if they're making checks, they can make a check payable to At the Cross and send it to the address on the website. So they can make an electronic deposit, or they can mail a check to us. In fact, we received a $100 check from an atheist in Georgia. He was an atheist. His wife's a Christian. He was doing this in her honor. He was very respectful. In fact, we put his letter on the webpage. They can go see the letter he wrote to us, but a very respectful individual, and sent us a $100 check. So that's exciting.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
God's working in this. He really is.
Yes.
Well, we're running short on time, but I know you're having a citywide prayer rally. Can you quickly tell our listeners about that and what's it going to be about?
Yes. This is going to be held on May the 3rd, which is a Tuesday night. It's about 3 weeks away. It's going to be at Whataburger Field. The gates will open at 6, and the service starts at 6:30. And this is a citywide prayer rally for first responders. We'll have our police chief there. We'll have our fire chief there. We'll have firefighters and police officers. We've got about a dozen prayer presenters or leaders that will be at the event, and they'll be praying for different aspects for these individuals. We're going to pray for first responders. And so Whataburger Field, the 3rd of May on a Tuesday night. Gates open at 6. It starts at 6:30. That venue will hold 9,000 people. Wouldn't it be exciting if we filled that thing to capacity and they were out in the parking lot and we couldn't get them in and we had to take speakers out there for them to show the camaraderie of Christians in Corpus Christi to come together to pray for our city and pray for those first responders that are there to help us when we're in need.
That would be amazing.
That'd be great. It's going to be a free event. But we hope that if you're listening today, contact your pastor and tell him we've got to be a part of this. We've got to get our congregation to go and invite the churches to go. We want all Christians in Corpus Christi to come join us for this event. Let's stand behind our first responders and let's show them that we appreciate who they are, what they do, and let's pray for them. Pray for their safety and pray for their families who are under a lot of stress because of the danger of their jobs.
That would be great. Well, we're about out of time, but I will definitely get the word out to our listeners about this, and I really appreciate you coming this morning.
Great. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks.
God bless you.